Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
It is 8:22. I'm Howard Feldman. This is your Morning Mayhem. It's 101.9 Chai FM. The hunger and humanitarian chaos in the conflict zone. It is not a simple story at all. We know that there has been a tremendous amount of history around this, given UNRWA, given the fact that Hamas has taken control of the aid until now. But it still doesn't make it a very simple situation. Lieutenant Colonel Maurice Hirsch from the Jerusalem Center for Security and Foreign Affairs, former director of the military prosecution for Judea and Samaria. A very good morning to you. Thank you for joining us. How are you?
Good morning, Howard. How are you doing? All is good. Thank you. Thank God.
It's good. It is a very, very complex situation, no doubt, and one that doesn't have a lot of winners if things go wrong. Tell us about how Israel has approached this situation, particularly in Gaza. Oh, I'm not sure that we are hearing you.
Can you hear me?
Now we can hear you. Yes.
Oh, excellent. So let me say like this. Israel has been following the humanitarian situation in the Gaza Strip ever since the start of the war. We knew pretty much what levels of food reserves there were in the Gaza Strip at the start of the war. We followed with 1.4 million tons of food aid that went into the Gaza Strip through January of this year, including 600 trucks a day for the 6 weeks that prior to the end of the aid going into Gaza. So we know pretty much what the situation is. We've seen along the way all these claims of starvation and potential starvation and potential malnutrition. But at the same time, we've seen also that UNRWA, for example, had stockpiles of food that it kept in warehouses for unknown reasons. If there were people starving, so why was UNRWA storing up food? And we've seen the same with Hamas along the way. And every time we see a break in the fighting, you see some of the shops opening up in Gaza, the markets opening up in Gaza, food freely available. So when you're talking about the malnutrition and the starvation, most of the discussion, unfortunately, is framed in a manner to vilify Israel and to bullhorn the Hamas propaganda that Israel should stop the war because of the humanitarian disaster that's going on in the Gaza Strip. I would be very skeptical if much of that propaganda had any real basis whatsoever.
And the fact is that we've seen a pattern emerge every time Israel gets close to whatever it would be, whether it was Rafah or perhaps making some very real progress in dismantling Hamas, we see a very, very strong public relations campaign to demonize Israel. So this shouldn't really come as a surprise.
Yeah, without question, every single time that there is a real opportunity to free the Gaza Strip from these genocidal terrorists, to actually get rid of Hamas, in steps all of the Hamas propaganda, supported unfortunately wholesale and full in by the UN and its different organizations, not just not just UNRWA, but OCHA as well. I don't know if your listeners saw the report that just came out from an organization called NGO Monitor in Israel, where I once used to work as well, and they reported that UK government aid to Gaza was flowing freely, money, cash, was flowing freely into the hands of Hamas via UNICEF, the UN's children organization. There is unfortunately not one branch of the UN, of the UN and its organizations that are responsible for really shouting this propaganda around the world that hasn't been infiltrated, that hasn't been tainted by Hamas. And every single one of them is actually working together with Hamas, not for the humanitarian benefit of the Gazan population, but as a means to destroy Israel.
In terms of what is actually happening with the distribution of aid, how successful is this? You know, we are seeing reports that there is chaos and at the stations. We don't know how accurate something is or isn't, but it's understandable that it would be.
So without question, when you first implement a new system, I think that really on such a large scale, I think it would be hard to imagine that there wouldn't be, I would call them birth pangs of really getting through those initial stages, seeing what works and what needs to be changed, and what needs to be adapted. But if you're looking at the aid, again, just look at the response of the UN organizations in Gaza that refused to participate in handing out aid if it wasn't on their terms and through their organizations. Do they actually care about the Gazan people and feeding them? Or are they simply interested in maintaining their hegemony so that they can continue spreading their propaganda and the Hamas propaganda around the world? And that's, I think, the question that really everyone should be looking at. What are these UN organizations, what are these so-called humanitarian agencies putting as their first priority? Is it the people or is it their political agenda?
And in terms of the access that a fair amount of Gazans now will have to the aid, how is that being managed?
The plan that was set up was to create new sterile areas in which the aid would be handed out directly to the Gazan population, not through an intermediary, not through the UN organizations, the humanitarian nations, and through Hamas, but rather individually, direct to the client, direct to the customer. And I think that probably is the best way to make the aid distribution effective, to ensure that the Hamas terrorists don't hijack the aid, don't steal the aid, don't then sell the aid that they receive for free from the entire world, from the international community, then sell the aid to fill their coffers, as they've done. Hamas, by some reports, has made over $1 billion during the war simply by selling aid.
Yeah, it is. It really, really so disturbing. And at the end of the day, unfortunately, the people of Gaza are being used as pawns in this very vicious war that Hamas has launched. That is where we do need to leave it. Thank you, as always. That was Lieutenant Colonel Maurice Hirsch from the Jerusalem Center for Security and Foreign Affairs, former director of the Military Prosecution for Judea and Samaria. I'm Howard Feldman. Good morning.